Today's shiur is Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Ches. We will begin on Daf Mem Ches, Siman Aleph, at the Mishnah, the Tapir Amid. Ira Shurim, we have been discussing the Asherah tree, which the Torah treats so seriously, and the Torah says it's considered an Avodah Zarah. And teaches us the Mishnah, Shalosh Asherah, saying there are three types of situation where tree could be considered in the category of an Asherah tree. If a tree was planted as an Avodah Zarah, Harezu, if that tree was planted with that purpose, so then the halacha is that tree is Asura, that tree is Asur, that it was, since it was designated to be an Asherah tree, an Avodah Zarah. And as we keep on learning in our Shiurim, the halacha will be that the only way that tree could be nullified from being an Avodah Zarah is only if a Nachri will be the one that will do so, because as we've learned, the Yisrael does not have the halachic ability to nullify Avodah Zarah. The next case is where a tree was planted not for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, Gidai, somebody took off the branches from that tree, or Pislai, or cleared away the branches, the part of the tree that is not really worthwhile, the Shem Avodas Kechavim, because the goal was that there will be new branches that will grow, and those branches, their intention is, will be worshipped as Avodah Zarah. That's the way Rashi explains, that the purpose of the removal of these different parts of the tree was to make room for new parts of the tree to grow, and that will be used as Avodah Zarah. And Rashi seems to learn that what will be worshipped as Avodah Zarah, the part that grows from new. The Tosfos points out that if the Nachri, as he did this, also had intention to worship the Avodah Zarah, then the whole tree would become the Avodah Zarah. And even though, as we've been learning in our Shurim, something that's connected to the ground doesn't become Avodah Zarah, Alaharim Eleheim, Veloya Harim Eleheim. We've learned extensively the mountains themselves don't become Avodah Zarah. Something connected itself doesn't become Avodah Zarah. Here it's different. Here, because he didn't act on the tree itself, that's why the tree becomes Avodah Zarah, even though it's connected to the ground. And Tosfos says that the proof to this, we're going to learn a mitzvah shem mandaf nun dalid, hamishtachvel karka olam, if somebody just bows down to the earth, loy osra, does become avodah zarah. However, teaches us the Gemara, that if somebody didn't just bow down to the ground, but what he did was, that chofra, he dug in the ground, by doing an act in the ground, that changes the entire halacha, and then the ground itself becomes Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the Rashi and Tosfos' opinion is that this potentially could be a situation where the tree itself will also be considered an Avodah Zarah. The Tar, quoting the Rosh, disagrees, and they hold that the tree itself never will become Avodah Zarah. So here again, Gidai Upislai, he worked on the tree with the intention of taking off these parts of the tree, Avodah Zarah, the Hechlif, and now the tree produced new branches. These branches become Asur for Avodah Zarah. Neutel, and if you want to undo that, Neutel Meshachlif, you have to take off those new branches. The Machlokes Rishonim, when we just spoke about this case, that he, and the Gemara will explain it more, that we did different activities on the tree that with the goal that the new parts will be Avodah Zarah, does the Nachri have to actually worship the Avodah Zarah for the parts that grow to be Avodah Zarah? Or even if he doesn't actually worship the Avodah Zarah, but all that happened is that they grew, that the halacha is that they will be considered Avodah Zarah. The Rashi's opinion is that since he did an act of working on this tree, that act in itself makes it enough that this should be Avodah Zarah. And that's the opinion of the Ritva and the Tosfos HaRosh as well. But the opinion of Tosfos is that just because somebody did this act of clearing the tree or etc., that doesn't make the part that grows into Avodah Zarah until they actually grow. And Tosfos suggests that that's the nafkamina between something attached to the ground, where it won't be Avodah Zarah until it's actually worshipped, versus something which is not attached to the ground. When we speak about something that's not attached to the ground, then the halacha will be that it's Avodah Zarah as soon as an act was done to it. The Chazon Ish says it depends what was the intention. Interesting point the Chazon Ish makes. He says if the intention was that the person is clearing the tree, pruning the tree, with the intention that what will grow will be Avodah Zarah. So until those parts actually grow and are worshipped, they're not considered Avodah Zarah. But if the clearing, as we spoke a moment ago, was not just for the parts that will grow, but the intention was that the actual tree will be worshipped, and that tree is already here in existence, then says the Chazon Ish, the halacha would be that even that part will be the tree will be considered Avodah Zarah even before anything new grows. The next case that the Mishnah speaks about is hemetach, that you have a tree that wasn't worshipped Avodah Zarah. However, hemetach da avodas kachavim, there's Avodah Zarah under the tree. And at that point, notla, if you take away from what's under the tree, then the halacha is harezim materis, then the tree becomes Avodah Zarah. So Tosfos explains that since the tree is protecting what's under it, so then the question is, what from our Mishnah and from the Rishonim, Tosfos says, it seems that it will be only Avodah Zarah midrabanan. But the question is, if this tree is protecting the Avodah Zarah, why isn't that considered Tashmishe Avodah Zarah? And therefore he says that this case, Tosfos learns that the Isser here is really Maris Ayin. The tree is not Avodah Zarah, it's not really servicing the Avodah Zarah, but it's Maris Ayin because people see what's going on here and they'll think that this tree is Avodah Zarah, and therefore the Isser is only an Isser derabbanan. However, according to this explanation, there will be enough nafkamina and halacha why the tree was planted. If the tree was planted to be a tree, and they happen to have under the tree Avodah Zarah, so then it seems that it will only be considered a case of Maris Ayin, that it's not really directly Avodah Zarah. But if the tree was planted for that purpose, to be a place that under it they could have Avodah Zarah, then it seems that the halacha would be different, and then the tree itself would maybe be considered Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, which would be an Isser Deraisa. When they remove the Avodah Zarah from under the tree, so then the halacha explained the Rishonim, is whatever reason we give for the tree being Osir won't be relevant. It's certainly not Maris Ayin anymore because there's no Avodah Zarah under it, and it's also considered, even if it was considered Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, the removal of the Avodah Zarah from under the tree, explained the Rishonim, will be considered an act of Bittul Avodah Zarah. And of course, if you could be Mevatel Avodah Zarah, you could certainly be Mevatel the Tashmishe Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah spoke about the second case where somebody cleared the tree and then with the intention that the new branches that will grow will be Avodah Zarah. And now the Mishnah said that if you take away those new branches, the halacha will be that the tree is no longer Avodah Zarah. To which the Gemara comments, Amri Debei Reb Yanai, for who shehivrich, this halacha, that if you didn't act on the tree, the halacha is that the tree becomes Avodah Zarah, says the Gemara, that's only in a case of hivrich, you took a branch from an existing tree and you put it into the ground in order that it should it should take root. Or over here, somebody took a branch from one tree and pruned it and grafted it into another tree. And that caused that new branches should come out. Those new branches, as we've been learning, have a din of avodah zarah. However, in a case where you just took off branches from a tree, you cut off branches from the tree, and after you cut off branches from the tree, new branches grow, that isn't considered an avodah zarah. Why? So when you do an act of havracha or hakava, that's comparable to planting a tree for avodah zarah. And therefore, that tree, those branches have a din of avodah zarah. But branches that just grow by themselves don't have the tree, have the same din of the tree. And as we've been learning, something that's mechubal lekarka normally will not be considered avodah zarah. And therefore, here too, the part that's mechubal lekarka, if you just have something that grows from the tree, that won't be considered avodah zarah. But ask the Gemara, v'nan gidoy v'nitloy t'nan, the Mishnah spoke about a case that you just cut off branches. The Mishnah did not indicate that it's only if you did havrach or harkava. Says the Gemara, el kiyat mid Rabbi Yanai. The Gemara has a new interpretation of what Rabbi Yanai meant. El kiyat mid Rabbi Yanai linya bitl itma. Rabbi Yanai said as halacha regarding when the Mishnah said that in order to make that this is not considered anymore, you have to do something. Says the Gemara, and the Mishnah is teaching us, even though you did a very significant act here, you did a very significant act in the tree itself, it doesn't make a difference. If you take off the new branches, it's considered satisfactory. The Madat Tema. The Gemara is explaining what the Mishnah is teaching us. The Madat Tema. We might have thought, since you did something to the in the actual tree, it should be considered kilu shenot metchila of dami, that is considered as if you planted the tree for shem avodah zarah, and therefore just taking off the branches will be not enough. Kamash malon, that's what the Gemara is teaching us, that is considered enough, and just taking off the branches is considered an act of bittul, and the tree will be mutter. Amishmul says, "When mishtachla ilan, somebody who bows down to a tree which was not planted for avodah zarah, tosfestei, anything that grows on the tree from when you bow down, from when you bow down, the halacha is that asura, that is avodah zarah." But say the Rishonim, what it means to say is that the extra part has to be taken off, but not the tree that was there beforehand does not have to be removed. Moshe Rabbi Lazar asks Rabbi Lazar on this psak. The Mishnah we just learned said, "Gidla pesla veres kachavim." If somebody cleared branches with the intention that what will grow will be avodah zarah, the hechlef, and now new branches grow, noitel masha hechlef. So then the halacha is that you have to take off those extra branches. But what is our Mishnah teaching us? Our Mishnah is teaching us, gidoy upisloi in, that when is this halacha applicable? Because you cleared branches to make room for new branches to grow. However, loy gidloy upisloi, if you didn't do that, then loy, then the halacha wouldn't be that the new branches are avodah zarah. Amalach Shmuel, to which Shmuel responds, Hamani, who is our Mishnah following? Our Mishnah is following the opinion of the Rabbanim. And as we learned on Daf Mem Hei, the Machlokes of the Rabbanim versus Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Rabbanim's opinion is that a tree doesn't become Avodah Zarah unless it was planted L'shem Avodah Zarah. But we learned that the opinion of the Rabbanim is if a tree exists and then they worship the tree, the halacha is that that doesn't become Avodah Zarah. So now we could understand, says Shmuel, the halachas in our Mishnah. If when we actually prune the tree, l'shem avodah zarah, so that's considered like we planted a tree, l'shem avodah zarah, and that's where the Rabbanim will say it has a din of avodah zarah. However, if I didn't do an act, Rabbanan hold that that doesn't make it an avodah zarah. Shmuel, who says that making it into an avodah, just deciding that it's an avodah zarah is enough, is following the opinion of Yosef Yehuda d'Amar, Ilan shenitel b'saif avdai, if a tree was planted with the shame avodah zarah, it's enough. And here too, the fact that he bowed down to the tree, that's going to be enough to make the into a tree. So in other words, the halacha that we just quoted from Shmuel and the halacha that we quoted from the Mishnah represents the machlokes that we've been learning between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Ask the Gemara, but according to this, Shmuel's opinion will only be consistent according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What the Gemara is going to try to accomplish is find a way that Shmuel's opinion could be even consistent with the opinion of the Rabbanim. Maskel Ravashi reminded Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Rabbanim B'Taisus Pligi, why would we say that they're arguing that what grew extra, is it considered Avodah Zarah or not? And we're going to say that the Rabbanim, if you just bow down to the tree, the Rabbanim, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is going to hold that it's what grows afterwards is Avodah Zarah. The Rabbanim disagree. Says the Gemara, Dilma, maybe we could suggest that everybody agrees. Dilma, everybody agrees. Tosfos L'Divrei HaKol Osur. Everybody will agree that that new part that grew is certainly Avodah Zarah. The Divrei HaKol Osur. The extra part that grows is certainly can be considered Avodah Zarah. And the machloikis here, a pekra pligi, they're talking about the actual tree. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda sava the ikroi nami osur. That not only is the part that grows afterwards osur, but he will hold that even the tree itself becomes osur. Why? Because the Torah Kedosh uses the word vashreim to gadeon, and according to this, the words vashreim to gadeon, the ashrefeim tisrefun be'esh. Ashrefeim, when the Torah uses the word Ashrefeim, which is Lashon Rabim, it's going to teach us two different halachas. It's coming to teach us a tree that was planted for Avodah Zarah. And the other case is the tree that we're speaking about, that even though it was already an existing tree, but if part of it became Avodah Zarah, as we're learning now, the tree has to be burnt. Rabbanan Savri, Ikra Ilan Shari. In the case where there was an intention to bow down to the extra part, only the extra part that grows is Avodah Zarah, but not the Ikka Ilan. The Ksib, because the Pasuk says, Vashreim de Gadeyun. Ashreim de Gadeyun means that you don't have to burn the entire tree. What does it mean when it says you don't have to burn the entire tree? You just have to cut it off. Ezu Ilan, what will be the example of a tree that the Halacha will be Shegidua Asav Ikka Shari, that only extra parts have to be removed, but the tree itself is mutahava. I'm a ilan shenata l'b'soif avdai. That will be the halacha. That's what halacha will be. However, in a case where the tree was planted l'shem avodah zarah, there the rabbanon will agree that the Torah says v'shevrein tisrof eish, that the tree must be burnt. And if that's going to be the case, Shmuel's opinion could be consistent even with the rabbanon. Says the Gemara, but when we learned the Gemara on Daf Mem Hei, we didn't learn the Gemara that way. And when we learned the Gemara then, we learned that they're arguing on the tree itself. And the Rabbanan hold that the tree itself is not Asur. Says the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, says the Pasuk, as we just learned, Mishreim Tegadeun, that we learned Rabbi Yosef Yehuda teaches us is speaking about a tree that was not planted for Avodah Zarah. And so what does he do with that pasuk? Epoch. And what we'll do now is say, Epoch Rabbanon de Rabbi Yosef Rabbanon. Rabbi Yosef is going to hold that the pasuk of Ashrefeim Tisrefun means that both the tree that was planted for Avodah Zarah and the tree that was afterwards worshipped Avodah Zarah, the tree is Osir. And when we speak about that, we speak about the tree and what grew afterwards. And that's why the word Ashrefeim is said Beloshen Rabim, because it doesn't make it, it's two types of situations, whether the tree was planted for that purpose or not. And that's why, and the Chacham I'm going to hold, that the Pasuk of Asherei and Tishrei Ve'esh is only speaking about a tree that was planted for Avodah Zarah. But the Pasuk of Asherei and Gadayin is speaking about the part, the tree that was planted and then worshipped, that the halacha will be that only the extra part is Asur. And if that's the case, Reb Shmuel, which is what Shmuel's been saying, is consistent even with Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Im Kain, if everybody agrees that if they decided to worship a tree, what grows extra is Avodah Zarah, and the whole Machlokes here is only about the actual tree, so says the Gemara, the Mishnah that says, Gidloy Pesloy, that if you prune the tree, or you clear the tree, and you just have to take off the extra part, says the Gemara, if you're bad there, then that which seems to mean that if you didn't do anything, the tree doesn't become Avodah Zarah. Mak Tanila, it'll turn out that our Mishnah is not consistent with any of the opinion. Lo Rabbanan, lo Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. I Rabbanan, lo Gidda Pesloi, Nami Ataisus Asura. We're learning that according to Rabbanan, according to Shmuel. As soon as there was a decision to worship whatever grows on this tree, it becomes Avodah Zarah. Here, the Mishnah seems to say that you had to do an act in the tree. And Rabbi Yosef Yehuda certainly cannot be consistent with the Mishnah, because in our Mishnah it spoke only about the extra part becoming Avodah Zarah. And according to Rabbi Yosef by Rabbi Yehuda, the Ikka tree is also Asur. So how, if we're trying to say that according to Shmuel, according to the Rabbanon, the halacha is that if you decided to worship a tree, whatever grows afterwards is going to be Avodah Zarah, it's not consistent, certainly with Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, nor with the Rabbanon. And says the Gemara, Ibai Seima, we could explain that our Mishnah could follow the opinion of the Rabbanon. Ibai Seima, we explain that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Explains the Gemara. Ibai Seima, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we could say that our Mishnah is following like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And if the question is, if according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it shouldn't just be the tree itself, it shouldn't just be the extra part. The tree itself should be also Asur. Says the Markikam Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, B'lai Gidda Pesla Ika is Eilen Asur. When did he say that if there was a designation to worship what this tree will grow, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it becomes all Avodah Zarah. When did he say that? B'stama. When he didn't have any specific intention to any specific part of the tree. So since he didn't have any specific attention to any spot, part of the tree, so then we say, as Shmuel has been saying in explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that not only will the part that grows become Avodah Zarah, but even the actual tree will become Avodah Zarah. But that's because nothing was done on the tree. As Shmuel discussed, there was just a decision that he's going to worship the tree. But in a case that Gidloy Pesloy, that he did something in the tree, what does that indicate? That indicates, Goli Adate, that indicates the Tosefta Nichalei, that he only wants what grows new to be Avodah Zarah, but he has no intention that the tree itself should be Avodah Zarah. And since in that case he has no intention that the tree itself should be Avodah Zarah, so only the part that grows is Avodah Zarah, not the actual tree. But Golai Datib Tosefta Nichalei, Beki Ilan Loi Nichalei. Ibai Seima, or we could say that the Mishnah follows the opinion of the Rabbanan. So if that's the case, and we're saying that according to Rabbanan, says Shmuel, as soon as there was a decision that whatever will grow, that I'm going to worship, that he will worship what grows, then the whatever grows becomes Avodah Zarah. So if that's the case, why did the Mishnah have to speak about a case where he did an act in the tree? Answers the Gemara, Gidloy Pesloy Yitzchukalei. There is a chiddush in that then. Since he did something in the tree itself, in such a case, the Rabbanan will agree that Ike Ilan Nami Litzer, that the tree should become Avodah Zarah, Kamash Malan, that even, not only if there was only a verbal, only a mental designation, is there that the halacha, but even if it wasn't just a mental designation, it was an actual act, it won't affect the actual tree. Continues the Mishnah. Ezo Ashera. What is the Ashera, which the Torah, as we keep on saying, is so strict about, that it's Asa Bahana? Says the Mishnah, Kosher Yeshtakta Avodz Kechavim. As long as there's Avodz Zara under it. Rav Shimon Aymer, Kol Sha'ovdim Oysa. If they worship the actual tree. Or Maisa B'tzidim Be'ilin Sha'ovdim Oysa. There was a tree in Tzidim that they were worshipping. Or Matzah Tachta of Gal. And they found the rubble of stone under the tree. Amalei Rav Shimon, Bitkos Agal Azeh. Check this rubble. Ubatkua, and they indeed investigated Matzah Batzura, that they found an Avodah Zarah. Amalei Hoyle Tzura Hein Oivdim. Since they worshipped Avodah Zarah, not the tree, not Lamas Ilan, we won't have an issue with the tree. The tree is not considered Avodah Zarah. It's obvious that the Avodah Zarah is the statue that they found under the tree. Ask the Gemara, Ezu Asherah. The Mishnah that we just learned began with the words Ezu Asherah. Ask the Gemara, how do we understand that question? We just learned before we began our shir, Vanan, Shol Shasheris Tanan. The previous Mishnah identified the three types of Asheris. Says the Gemara, Hachikomer. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Shayim L'Divrei HaKol. The first two examples that were mentioned in the previous Mishnah are considered certainly in a Shera situation. Vachas, and the third case, which was mentioned in the previous Mishnah, is actually the subject of Machloikis, the Rav Shimon Rabbanim, Machloikis of Shimon Rabbanim. And that's where our Mishnah begins. Ezu HaShera, the way to understand the Mishnah, is what is the case of the HaShera, which is the subject, Shenechel Kubar Rav Shimon Chachamim, Kol Sheyesh Beitachta Avodz Chachamim, the Rabbanan hold that as long as that Avodah Zarah is there, not only is the Avodah Zarah Asur, but the tree is Asur as well. And the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon disagrees that if they worship that thing under the tree, it doesn't affect the tree. Says the Gemara, Ezu Asher Ster Stam, how do we then identify an Asher tree? Amar Vashi Kol, Shekoyim Yoshef Tachtel, if you have a tree that the priest sit under it, Vain time in Perisel, and they won't eat from its fruit. That's an indication that they view that tree as an Avodah Zarah. Shmuel Amafila Amri, even if the priests say, Hani Tamari Bei Nitzrafi, Hani Tamari La Bei Nitzrafi, these figs that grow on this tree, these dates that grow on this tree, we're going to take to the Avodah Zarah, Asr. The Ram Bei Shikra, what they used to do is they used to take the dates and make beer out of it, and drink it on their holiday. That the halacha is kishmul, that is enough of an identification to make it into an asherah tree. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah teaches us that one may not sit in the shade of the asherah tree because it's considered having hanor. And the Chiddush is, of our Mishnah explains the Miri, that we would think that having benefit means having benefit from the actual tree, teaches us the Mishnah that this is not considered, that this is also considered having benefit from the tree. So the Rishonim asked that the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, that Chav Vav Amar Aleph said that one could sit in the shade of the Beis HaMikdash, even though we know we're not allowed to have any benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, Mila Behegdash. And why over here, where we're not allowed to have any benefit from the Avodah Zarah, we may not sit in the shade of the tree. So Tosfos explains that the walls of the Beis HaMikdash were built to be the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't built for the purpose of offering shade. So therefore, somebody who sits in the shade of those walls is not considered that he's having Hanor from the Beis HaMikdash, because that's not why the walls were built. But a tree is planted to give shade, and since a tree is planted to give shade, somebody who will sit under the shade of the tree, you're not allowed to get benefit from that Avodah Zarah. And the Ravid therefore makes a wonderful point. The Ravid says that let's say somebody is sitting in the shade of a Beis Avodah Zarah, in the shade of a house of Avodah Zarah, says the Ravid, that would be permissible. Because just like we say that the walls, lahavdil, of the Beis HaMikdash are meant to be walls and not shade, so too the walls of that Beis Avodah Zarah are made for that purpose. Then Tosfos offers another suggestion. Tosfos says that indeed it ought to be mutter. Just like one can walk by the shade of the Beis HaMikdash, he could be walking by the shade of Avodah Zarah. The reason the Mishnah here is teaching us that we're not allowed to have benefit from the shade of Avodah Zarah is because the Chumrah of Avodah Zarah. Now the Ran asks, what's going to be the halacha? Not that somebody's sitting under the tree to get shade. He discusses two shailas. One is that somebody's just walking under the tree, and he benefits from the shade, but he's walking under the tree. Or if somebody is sitting under the tree, but he doesn't have kavana for the shade, what is going to be the halacha? So he says that really the halacha should be that it should be mutter, because that's not considered that he's having any hanor or intending to have any hanor. But using the concept that we just discussed, that when we speak about Avodah Zarah, Chazal, as we're learning in our Mishnah, were very strict. So therefore, even what normally might not be considered Asur, here may be considered Asur. So again, La'yish B'tzela, from Yashav, but if somebody sat there, not in the shade, but not under the branches, he will remain Tahar. La'yav Tachtel, you shouldn't walk under those branches. Over, but if somebody walked under the branches, he's Tameh. Hoysa Gazel, says Rabbim, but let's say this tree was built in the Rishus HaRabim. The tree was built in the Rishus HaRabim, so it's called Gezelus HaRabim. And the Rishonim say that that will be the case only if the Rishus HaRabim was there before the Sheru was planted there. So if it's that way, Vavatachtel, and somebody walks under the tree, then the halacha will be that he's still tar. Because we'll talk about this more in the Gemara, Mitzvah Shem. All these halachas are only din the Rabbanan. When did the Rabbanan say these halachas? The Rabbanan said these halachas only under certain circumstances. Says the Gemara, Lo'yesh B'tzila. So the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to sit in the shade of the Avodah Zarah because you're benefiting from the Avodah Zarah. Ask them our Peshitta. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rabba B'Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, L'nitzcha El Tzeil Tzila. Our Mishnah is speaking about a case of Tzeil Tzila. And I saw under Rishonim two pshatim in what is the definition of the word Tzeil Tzila. One pshat that most Rishonim I saw learn is that when you have something standing that makes a shade, what happens many times is that the shade is even longer than the actual thing that's producing the shade. Tzeil Tzila, the definition of Tzeil Tzila, is when the shade is so extended, that's extended past the height of what is producing the shade, that's called Tzeil Tzila. That's one pshat. Another pshat that I saw in Tzeil Tzila, it's harder to identify, is that sometimes the shade is quite dark, and then the shade gets lighter. Tzeil Tzila means at the point where the shade starts getting lighter. And the Mishnah is teaching us, Amma Rabba B'Bachana L'Nitzcha Tzeil Tzila, even the Tzeil Tzila of a Sheira tree you now benefit from. Mechlal, says the Gemara, it says in the Mishnah that if somebody sat in the shade, he's tar. The Tzeil Kamasim Yashav Tameh. So if we're saying, ask the Gemara, that what the Mishnah means to speak about is the Tzeil Tzila. But the Tzeil itself, it would be certainly Usur, and maybe what the Mishnah actually is teaching us, that if you sit in the shade of the tree, you'll be Tameh. Says Meloi. Says the Gemara, Da filu Tzeil kamasa nami miyashav tar. The halacha is if somebody sits in the shade of the tree, it's tar. What the Mishnah is coming to teach us is that because you weren't under the actual tree, but the Mishnah is coming to teach us, or Kamash Malon, that Letzel Tzila La Yoshev, that even though you're going to be tar, it's inappropriate to sit there. Ikadamasanla, but there's a different version of this discussion. Ikadamasanla is safer. Mim Yashiv Tar, if you sat in the shade, you tar. So of course you tar. You didn't sit under the tree itself. So why would you be tame? Pshita. Answers the Gemara, Am Rabbi Bachan, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Lainitzcha Elatzel Kamasa. The Mishnah's come to teach us that even if you sat under the good part of the shade, you're still going to be tar. Mechlal, so says the Gemara, does that mean that the Mishnah is teaching us that in the shade you shouldn't sit, but if you do sit in it, you're going to be tar. And when it comes to the tzel tzila, according to this version, does the Mishnah mean to be teaching us that you may sit there? Says the Maloi. What the Mishnah is coming to teaching us is that what you shouldn't do. You shouldn't even sit tzel tzila. But the Mishnah is coming to teach us the field tzel kamasa, that even on the good part of the shade, you're not supposed to sit there, but if you sat there, you're tahar. And Mishnah says you shouldn't walk under the branches of the shade tree, but the Mishnah said that if you walked under the branches, you are tameh. My tama, says the Gemara, efshir, because it's not possible that there isn't buried under the tree takruvis avodah zarah. And the way the Rishonim explained that under most cases there is takruvis avodah zarah, and since the most cases there's takruvis avodah zarah, that's why we have to be machmer. And some add, the Ritzvah so adds, that even though it's a suffix, but ain't suffix meitz midei vadai, we know for sure that there was avodah zarah there before, and therefore it's tamei. Ask the Mani, whose opinion does this represent? Says the Mani, this represents Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseri, Omer, Menayin l'takruvus avodah zarah shenit mebayil, that if somebody's under the same overhang, ceiling, tree, as avodah zarah, he's tamei, just like a mace. Shenemar, because the pasuk in describing avodah zarah says, v'yitzamdol ba'par v'yoychel zifei meisim. Ma mace metam boil, just like we know that it's a mace is metama boil. So too, after kruvus of its chavim, metama boil, and therefore since there's avodah zarah under this hanging tree, the person becomes tamei. But the Mishnah said, "Haisa gezelsis rabim, if it's in the way where people are walking, vavatachta, and you walked under it tahor, ibayluhu." Ask the Gemara, how do we understand our Mishnah? Do we understand the Mishnah that the Mishnah is teaching us that since this is interrupting the way people are walking, so you're not going to be tamei? And the way I saw the Rishonim explain, because it's speaking about a case where we don't know for sure there's avodah zarah there. That's one way the Rishonim explain. Another way the Rishonim explains is because it's only tamim b'drabanan. So how do we understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah is teaching us that in this case, over, if you pass there, the Mishnah says you're tahar. Or is the way to understand the Mishnah, over, that you're allowed to walk there. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar Mishmei Dechizkiya Ma'over, that if the tree is interrupting, you're allowed to walk there. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the way to understand the Mishnah is im over. Says the Gemara, V'lai Pligi, there's really no machlokes. Ha de ikadaka achrina, if you have another way of going, then you shouldn't walk there. Only be the evidence acceptable. Ha de ikadaka achrina. Amalei Rav Sheshes L'shamei. So says the Gemara, Rav Sheshes said to his assistant, Kimatis L'hasam, then we get to the place where there's a shade tree hanging, Aratini. I want to run, not to walk slowly under the Asherah tree. Says the Gemara, let's understand what is the case. Heichidami, either like a Dakar Krina, if there's no other path, so then we just learned that Allah, because you're allowed to walk the Lechatchila. Lamal Aratini, why would he need to run? Mishra Shari, he's allowed to walk there without a problem. Vida Ikadaka Krina, and if there is another way to walk there, so then the question is, Kamar Atini, why would running be permissible? We just learned that Mishari, that you shouldn't go there. Answers the Gemara, the case here was like Dakar Khrina. There was no other place. However, for Adam Chashev Shani, Adam Chashev, he's a great individual, has to be very careful. And therefore, Rav Sheshes, even though halachically was allowed to walk there should not walk there. I saw the Paiskim discuss what is going to be the halacha when there is a darker achrina. However, it's a longer path. Is that considered darker achrina or not? And Taisus says that darker achrina is only if the other path is equal in length. But if the other path is not equal in length, so you'll always maybe be able to find. That's not considered a case of darker achrina. Our Gemara just introduced a concept of Adam Choshev, that even though the halacha says that if there's like a darker achrina, there is no other way you could walk there, the Gemara says that Adam Choshev, like Rav Sheshes, ran. Rav Chaim Kreisworth says that one time he met the Brisker Rav Zatzal, and the Brisker Rav told him that the two places where Rav Chaim Brisker was machmer the most were regarding Hilchas Avodah Zarah and Hilchas Shabbos. Because he says, in those two subjects, do we find that Chazal, that the Gemara teaches us a concept of Adam Choshev. So he says, what the Gemara is teaching us, Adam Choshev, what the Gemara means to teach us is that in these circumstances, we have to be very, very careful to be machmer. That's why, in those two subjects, Rav Chaim was particularly machmer. Says the Gemara, continuing speaking about the Asheira, says the Mishnah Zayin Tachtei Yirakis B'Maisa Gishamim, you're allowed to plant vegetables under the Asheira tree in the winter, because all the Asheira does is it prevents the sun from, which isn't that strong, it's the winter, from helping the plants grow. So you're not benefiting from the Asheira. Avaloi B'Maisa Chama. In the summer, the shade is good, so therefore you shouldn't have vegetables planted there in the summer. The chazirin, that chazirin, because this is lettuce, and for lettuce, shade is always helpful. Rabbi Yossi says, don't plant vegetables even in the winter. The leaves fall off that Asherah tree, and they have a zevel, and they fertilize the vegetables that are grown, and therefore you're not allowed to have any benefit from the Avodah Zarah, and therefore even in the winter, where it turns out that that Asherah tree is offering, being a fertilizer, we shouldn't have anything planted there ever.